part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
3 minutes past 11 here on Adventist World Radio. It is time for our daily focus feature with Pastor Malpopwe, Mulpopwe, Noma Malpopwe, Justin. We will be looking at the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, a sacrificial act of redemption. Without any waste of time, we have Pastor on the line. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. And how are you doing today?
I am doing all right.
Right. So today we are looking at sacrificial act of redemption. So today, So today we embark on a journey through one of Christianity's most profound teachings, exploring the theological implications of Jesus' death on the cross. Strap in as we unravel the comics riddle of how a single act. Jesus' crucifixion, has forever changed the course of human history and our relationship with the divine. Get ready to dive deep into the theological depths with a splash of wit and wonder. To our listeners at home, prepare those questions for Pastor. Is here to answer all your questions for today. Pastor, let's kickstart our conversation with the word of prayer.
Yeah, sure. Let us pray together. Thank you, Heavenly Father, once again this morning for bringing us alive and in good health to listen to your word. We want to commit the program into your holy hands and commit everyone listening and everyone involved. Be with us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen, Pastor. So today, as we're looking at a sacrificial act of redemption. So what theological concept underpin the significance of Jesus' death on the cross in Christian theology?
All right, thank you. So today we are looking at the major theme that we find in the Bible. Okay, if you are looking for what holds the Bible, what describes the Bible, the major theme in the Bible, of course there are quite a number of themes, but the major issue that is at play in the Bible is salvation itself in the context of Jesus Christ dying for humanity. Now there are quite a number of significant concepts that underpin, you know, there are quite a number of theological concepts that underpin the significance of the death of Christ when we look at it from the perspective of the cross in the theology of Christianity. The first major concept is what we call the atonement. Mm. Okay, atonement. The death of Jesus Christ was an atonement. Now, when you look at the word atonement as it was used in the Old Testament, because we have as one of the major events, which was regarded as the Sabbath, when we get to Leviticus chapter 16, which was called the Day of Atonement, in which all Israel was to come together to pray and plead for their sins they have been committing throughout the year, and those sins that were forgiven, but they were within the community of Israel in the sanctuary. Israel was to come together for reconciliation. So when we talk of atonement, we are simply talking about reconciliation, coming together. So in simpler terms, one of the major concepts that underpin the significance of the death of Christ involves Jesus Christ being the bridge that connects humanity and God himself. And that is the act of atonement, reconciling humanity back to God, because through the sin of Adam and Eve, we were led astray. Mm. We were separated away from God. Now, that separation had to be reconnected. It had to be removed. So there was supposed to be a bridge.
Mm.
And when we read in the book of Genesis 28, beginning from verse 10, there we see Jacob as he was running away from his brother Esau. And he laid down to sleep. The Bible says he had a dream in which he saw a ladder upon which angels were ascending and descending. And that ladder, Jesus confirms, it was actually himself, according to John chapter 1, verse 51. So Jesus being the ladder, he is the ladder that connects heaven and earth. He is the reconciling instrument that God used through his death to bring together humanity, because it had been led astray and it was separated away from God. And the other concept involves the death of Jesus Christ being an act that appeased the wrath of God. Because the other thing that we need to understand as we talk about the death of Jesus on the cross is that, according to the Bible, in the book of Romans chapter 6, we are reading on verse 23 there, it says, the wages of sin is death. Now, this statement is quite big, and we need to break it down for us to understand the relationship that exists between us and Jesus and his death and also God himself. When the Bible says the wages of sin is death, it simply means each time we sin, even now, even today, as it was then, beginning with Adam, each time we commit a sin, we deserve to die. Each time we commit a sin against God, the moment we break the law of God, because the breaking of the law of God is what is termed as sin. The moment we break the law of God, it simply means we have to look at ourselves as dead men and dead women.
Sure.
That is what the Bible means. Now, the death of Jesus Christ was effected so that we can have an opportunity that instead of us dying and dying forever when we sin, we can have that opportunity to get back to God and to have the salvation that God offers, which comes with eternal life.
Hmm.
So the death of Jesus Christ appeased the wrath of God. The death of Jesus Christ on the cross, it simply gave humanity an opportunity, okay, that God can accept us back to himself. Then the other thing that we also see as one of the concepts is the act of reconciliation itself, which is in the concept of atonement. So atonement and reconciliation are simply one and the same thing, because they involve, you know, bringing two parties together, joining two parties together. And what did Jesus' death do? Jesus' death simply brought humanity and God together, just as it was before in Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2, before sin was introduced into this world. The other one that I can mention as the last one on this particular question is redemption itself. So the death of Christ Jesus on the cross, it effected redemption. So when Jesus died for our sins, we were redeemed. To be redeemed simply involves to be bought back. You were in the Old Testament, it was very common when we talk about the issues of slavery. Today we may not really understand, but understanding the issue from the Old Testament perspective, we can simply say, if we were slaves, like it was, slaves used to be bought or sold. So when a slave has been sold, there was an act of redemption. Okay, after some time, that slave could be redeemed, could be bought back.
Right.
Okay. So what the death of Jesus did is that it gave us an opportunity to be restored to our original place, to be restored to our original home, where we can have all the peace and enjoy all the privileges of life that we needed in the first place. So in simpler terms, to wrap it off, the concepts that involve the significance of the death of Jesus, they all surround the issue of salvation in the aspect of Jesus bringing back humanity to God like it was in the first place.
Sure. Thank you so much, Mfundisi, for that. That was very powerful. And how does Jesus' sacrificial death fulfill Old Testament prophecies and anticipations regarding the Messiah?
All right. Now, this question should remind us to say, there are some Christians who do not really, you know, take the Old Testament seriously and its prophecies. Now, we need to understand that we cannot do away with the Old Testament. We cannot understand the New Testament without the Old Testament, because the Old Testament serves as a root. It serves as roots to the New Testament. So when we get back into the book of Genesis, beginning with the book of Genesis, one of the illustrations through which Jesus showed that a savior is going to come and he is going to be born and he is going to be a redeemer of the world was right at the time when sin just entered the world. That is in Genesis chapter 3. When we look at Genesis chapter 3, especially on verse number 15, the Bible talks about the seed of a woman who is to come, or who was to come, who was to crush the serpent's head, defeating sin and Satan himself. So the coming of Christ was portrayed in the Old Testament in the first place in the book of Genesis 3, verse 15, to be something that is going to effect victory over death itself, effect victory over sin itself. Then the other ones involve the sacrifice of Abraham, that he was instructed to offer his son Isaac in Genesis 22, that is. So just like, you know, Isaac, Jesus is the beloved father who was offered as a sacrifice. So that was a prophecy. When Abraham went up on the mountain to offer his son, we are informed, the Bible says, when he raised his hand to kill his son, the angel restrained him, and a voice was heard, which simply provided a substitute for the death of his son. And the Bible says what happened there involves God providing. And what God provided there was not just a lamb, but the context in the Hebrew understanding of what happened there was that God provided himself as a lamb, not just providing a lamb. So this was Jesus Christ being promised that he is going to come. And when he comes, this Jesus is going to be the lamb who is going to die and take away the sin of the world. Then the other illustration is found in Exodus chapter 12, where we have the Passover lamb, similar to what we are looking at yesterday. Mm. So Jesus Christ, who is the Lamb of God, he actually died on the Passover, during his time. When he died, he actually died on the Passover. That was to free humanity from slavery of sin. Just like the Passover lamb was a symbol of salvation to Israel, so Jesus, when he died on the Passover, on the actual the same day when the Passover lamb was to be slain, he simply left a lesson to say he is that Passover. He fulfilled that Passover lamb that was killed as a way to show the salvation of God among his people. Then the other one is what Isaiah is talking about in 53, okay, about the suffering servant. So Jesus was also portrayed as a suffering servant who is going to come, So Jesus, in simpler terms, became a fulfillment. He fulfilled all the Old Testament prophecies that were pointing to him as a suffering servant, or as a lamb of God, or as a seed of a woman, as it is put in the book of Genesis chapter 3, verse 15.
And in what ways does Jesus' death on the cross demonstrate God's love and justice simultaneously?
All right. So just like I mentioned, The wages of sin, being death, simply means that each time we sin, we are supposed to die. Each time we sin, we have to look at ourselves as dead men. But because Jesus died on our behalf, we have that opportunity to get to God through him as a bridge and also as a ladder. Now, we see the love of God in the death of Jesus Christ, because the Bible puts it clear in John 3, verse 16, that for God so loved the world. So what made God to give his only son to die a shameful death was as a result of the love that he has or that he had for humanity. So without love, it was not going to be possible for God to offer his son, because it was not easy. Just like in the example of Abraham and his son Isaac, his only son, it was not easy. In fact, when we read Hebrew literature, we are informed to say the test of Abraham offering his son Isaac was actually the final test. They believe that there were a number of tests that Abraham was given, or any patriarch was given, in order to attain that point at which Abraham attained, where he was called a faithful servant and a friend to God and stuff. So it was not easy for Abraham to offer his son Isaac. So it was also not easy for God to offer Jesus his son. It only needed love. So because of love, love made it possible. And then we also see justice in there. How? Because despite God, okay, having love that he gave his son, he had to allow it. He had to allow his son to suffer. He had to allow his son to go through the most painful experiences, because the wages of sin is death. So death just had to come in place if the forgiveness of sin was to be effected. And that death for the human race as a whole required the death of God himself, not just an angel. But God had to become man. He had to stoop low and down so that he can save humanity. So we see love in that God was behooved by love to offer his son. And we also see justice in that he had to let his son die and go through a painful experience in order for salvation to be effected.
Wow. So our listeners at home, if you have any questions for Mfundisi regarding our topic for today, we are looking at a sacrificial act of redemption. I just feel like Pastor is covering everything today. Hey, that was powerful, Pastor. As we continue with our discussion for today, my follow-up question is that how does the concept of atonement through Jesus' death reconcile humanity's broken relationship with God?
Okay, so here we see that the concept of atonement through Jesus' death satisfies God's justice. So like I have mentioned in the case of the wages of sin being death. So when sin has been committed, death is a consequence. Now, we need to understand here. Sometimes we may think as if when we sin and die, or when we sin and consequences come that leads to death, God put that in place. No, God did not ordain death as a consequence of sin.
Okay.
But death as a consequence of sin is a natural result in itself. I would give an example of one who wants to kill themselves. They want to commit suicide. Okay.
Okay.
I take poison and expect to feel good. It is not possible. Why? Because the consequence, the natural consequence of taking poison is pain and death. So in this particular case, we have to understand to say, in order for God's justice to be satisfied, death had to occur. And that is the death of his son, Jesus Christ. So without death, justice was not going to be met. Just like one who would take poison and not die, as long as they are not, there is no measure that is put in place for them to be saved. As long as one has taken poison, the natural consequence is death. So in order for that to happen, God had to let it. And that is how his justice could be satisfied until death occurred in the person of his son in order to reconcile the world back to him. Then the other way, the other concept, okay, the other way through which atonement, through which the death of Christ is a reconciliation as an atonement, is that it removes guilty and shame. It removes guilty and shame. Mm. So the death of Jesus Christ on the cross also acts as something that takes away the guilty of sin. Remember what happened in the book of Genesis chapter 3, where Adam and Eve sinned. And because they have sinned, they realize they are naked. And that is because the glory of God has been, you know, removed from them, and they have separated themselves from God. And so they were ashamed. They had shame. They realize that they are ashamed of themselves because of the sin that committed. And now God comes in. When you read chapter 3, verse 21, the Bible says, in order to cover the shame, God had to kill an animal and use the false the skin of that particular animal and make garments for Adam and Eve. Mm. So it was only then that sin Adam and Eve had committed, you know, could that guilty could be done away with. So that is what the death of Christ did. So the death of Christ as an atonement, it simply covers us. It protects us from the shame that exposes us to guilty, to the guilt that comes as a result of sin. Then the other thing that we see in here is that there is the restoration of relationship. So the death of Christ also restores our relationship, okay, our relationship. So as an atonement, it effects reconciliation and brings us back to God. We become friends again when we were enemies because of sin that had led us astray. Then the other thing that we also find here is that there is forgiveness in here. We also see forgiveness. So how does the concept of atonement through Christ's death reconcile humanity's broken relationship with God? It also provides forgiveness. Okay, there is an act for forgiveness as a whole.
Pastor, before we wrap up, here's the last question. What role does faith play in accepting and experiencing the benefits of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross?
Okay, all right. So here we have also to come to understand, to say faith involves the past, faith involves the present, and faith involves the future. So when we look at the Bible itself, it is a historical book. And in order for us to believe a historical book that talks about the past, it requires faith. And also, how does faith work in the present? If we believe that God exists and he takes care of us and he died for us in the person of Jesus Christ, it requires faith. And also for us to believe that the death of Christ is an assurance that we are going to have eternal life ahead, where we are going in the future.
Yeah. All right.
It cannot be done away with when it comes to the issues of salvation. Yes.
Oh, Pastor, that was beautiful. I think I love today's conversation. I really do. And if you, if our listeners at home have missed this one, don't worry, we've got you. We've got you tomorrow, same time, same place. Pastor Malpapa will be with us. We will be wrapping up our theme for this week, and that says the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Pastor Malpapa, thank you so much for letting us talk to you today.
I am really grateful as well for being hosted once again this particular day.
Thank you so much.
All right. We can end with a word of prayer.
Yes.
All right, ladies, let us pray together. Thank you, Heavenly Father, once again for teaching us your word. We pray that you may help us understand, especially the issues to do with our salvation, knowing for sure that we cannot save ourselves. May you help us. May you be with each one of us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. To our listeners at home, that was Pastor Justine. He was taking us through our Daily Focus feature under the theme, The Life, Death and Resurrection of Jesus. We were looking at the topic that says a sacrificial act of redemption. Don't worry, like I said, if you have missed this one, we've got you. Tomorrow, same time, same place, we'll be wrapping up our theme for this week, The Life, Death and Resurrection of Jesus Christ. For now, let's take a short break. When we come back, we are going straight to our devotional series with our sister Claire. Here's the song from Sweet Symphony saying, All These Chains.